from our root mind there arises this view of the world in which we're at the center, and in which we are intrinsically important. We don't have to explain to ourselves or to anybody else why we are important. It's just obvious to this mind that we are important. In fact, we're most important. This just comes. And as we have seen, it arises imperceptibly. It arises and influences all of our other mental activity, but we don't recognize it because it's so vast. It pervades pretty much all of our minds all of the time. But we're not aware of it. Have you ever thought about it? How is it possible to have a mind? You've got an active state of mind functioning in your mental continuum, and you're not aware of it. How can you not be aware of your own mind? Actually, there's a lot of mental activity that we're not aware of. A little bit below the surface. More difficult to recognize. More difficult to work with. But these are strong governing forces in our life. So we need to understand that these, especially these two together, the self-cherishing mind and the self-grasping mind, we're not aware that we have them. Unless we meet Buddha or Buddha's representative in our life, our spiritual guide, and he or she explains to us how to look inside our mind and see these hidden minds, recognize them at work, and learn to work with them, to counteract them. Nothing will ever change. So Venerable Geshe-la says, what exactly is self-cherishing? His answer, beautiful. Self-cherishing is our mind thinking, I am important, while neglecting others. Self-cherishing is our mind thinking, I am important, while neglecting others. But if we check, I don't know that I do think I'm important, well, maybe now and again, but it's not like that's all day long I'm thinking I'm important, I'm important, I'm important. This is the point. This word thinking is pointing to a different level of thought. I mean, if we're actively thinking about something and thinking something through, we're aware of that, aren't we? But we also have thinking, deep thinking, going on in our mind that we're not directly aware of. So this mind thinking, I am important, that's happening all the time. So Geshe-la gives a definition. He says, it's defined as a mind that considers oneself to be supremely important and precious, and that develops from the appearance of the true existence of the self.